Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. We are so glad that you decided to join us on this spooky holiday. We're going to be talking about Hollywood and Halloween. But first, we got to check in with our crew in Atlanta.
Hello. Howdy, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
That, as you can see, Portia is out today.
Yes.
Portia,
but never
back.
Fear. Never fear, because we have Miss Shanika here. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, later in the show, we got Niecy Nash and her husband have decided to consciously uncouple.
Oh, boy.
And is Bill Murray giving up acting to serve the community? We'll explain later in the show, but first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, it's time to cut to the chase.
Yeah.
And get to the big reveal. Now, the internet went crazy trying to choose Gary's costume this year. So did fans want Gary with the beard, or did they want to go with Tinsley Falkenstein? Well, let's find out. Ladies and gentlemen, release the Gary. Hey!
Tinsley!
Like a librarian from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
How happy are you, Gary? How happy? Do you really feel like you today?
You know, I really don't. I feel like Tinsley. You know what inspired Tinsley when I was a child?
Okay.
I used to watch the show Harper Valley PTA. And I just always wanted to channel the Tinsley.
Oh.
And here I is.
Look at you, Gary. Look at you, honey.
All right, so let's break it down. There's a lot of exotic looks going on. Clearly, Frank, you're the Joker. Chewy, Green Giant?
No.
Oh,
I'm the Hulk.
Yes, just to try it.
And I am Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Heidi looks amazing. What are you guys dressed as over there in Atlanta?
Brad is Taylor Swift.
You know what?
Bad blood.
Yes.
Yo, I came as instead of being Chucky, I'm Chucky.
Oh, okay.
It's Chucky. It's cooler cousin from the South Side.
Fresh shade.
No doubt.
And I am the queen of hots, darling.
All right.
Okay.
I want to smash the queen of hearts.
And I'm Chucky's bitch. You see this?
Speaking of costumes, we're going to dish on celebs and their get-ups this Halloween. I have found my favorite already. I have my favorite, and I'm going to bring it up first because Kevin Hart dressed as Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Nice.
Remember that old picture of him in the turtleneck?
Yes.
We take a look.
I love it.
Fans are loving it, too. They shared an Instagram picture on his interpretation of Johnson's iconic 1990s outfit.
Mm.
He nailed it. Yeah. I mean, the watch, the necklace, the fanny pack, about the whole thing.
And those two have had this little, like, friendly feud going on for a long
time. Absolutely.
This is fantastic.
There's the Rock and there's the Pebble.
this is an excellent way for Kevin Hart to make his debut back into our lives. Like, I think this is really cute.
He's
subtle. Ease your way in, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, next costume deserves a round of applause. Our girl Ariana Grande made her big reveal to fans, sharing two photos channeling her inner character from a 1960 Twilight Zone episode called Eye of the Beholder. Ah, I like it. Ah. Yo, she looks amazing. And if you remember that episode of the Twilight Zone, it was lit. It was lit. And she definitely, like, she brought it.
That was the Twilight Zone where if you were beautiful, you were considered ugly, right?
Yes.
I mean, this was considered beautiful.
Yo, she smashed this look.
She did. Okay,
yeah, she did. She is really serious about this ponytail movement, though. Like, couldn't we get another hairstyle or something?
She could have cheated and went easy, went like I Dream a Genie, because she already had the hairstyle for it, but nah, this is exotic.
You know you're good-looking when you can make yourself ugly and you still look good.
I'd still smash it.
Yeah. What the hell?
Nighthawk, can we smash that?
I don't know. You're looking real disgusted, head crack. Would you smash still?
Hold this burka.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on to more exciting costume looks. This rapper stole me in Headcrack's look.
Sure
did. But of course, darling, our Dish Nation viewers will think we did it better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So Nicki Minaj teamed up with husband Kenneth Petty for a Bride of Chucky photo shoot, which they did kill it. But who y'all think did it better, me and Headcrack or Nicki and her husband?
Yeah, I think we killed it with the authenticity because Chucky would have never been in the snow. Not like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And with a New York fitted, he would not be wearing a New York fitted, y'all.
I think Headcrack and Brat wore it better.
Definitely.
When I first saw this picture, I thought, that's the worst costume for Grease that I've ever seen.
By the way, Brat, I gotta say, I love you blonde. I think you look really good.
Like, is this the first time we've seen you blonde?
I was over here trying to tell you, like, yo, this is a whole look for you. Like, the little goth Brat. Like,
it's a whole move, Brat.
The Brat as a blonde. Smash alert!
That's Shantae Fierce.
Also, you know, I just want to point out, Headcrack, in your look, there's a little bit of extra
in the
front. Yeah, I think you got a bit of a camel toe. I don't know. Some gray sweatpants on it.
Guys, I'd like to eat, so if I was Swiss Beatz, I'd be kind of pissed, all right? Check this out. Swiss Beatz sat down with my girl, the voice of New York, Angie Martinez, on her new show, Untold Hip Hop Stories, which airs tonight on WeTV, and talked about how he survived on ramen noodles early on in his career. And check this out, y'all. He annoyingly had $700,000 in a shoebox in his crib.
Wait, what?
So check it out. He said, this is what he said. I thought the checks being sent to my house was publishing clearinghouse checks. In the hood, they're sending you checks from everywhere. Like every week, you want $1 million. My grandmother used to make me save these checks in a shoebox. So I had $700,000 in a shoebox. I never got royalty checks ever in my life before. Nobody told me nothing. So I'm sitting here eating ramen noodles, and I got $700,000 sitting in a shoebox.
That's amazing.
Can you believe that?
Thanks, Grandma.
Isn't that something your agent let you in on?
Right.
You're going to be getting checks.
Yeah. Right. What would you guys do if you found $700,000 in your shoebox at home?
I wouldn't come to work for a while.
I'd take a minute. I might take a little break.
I might start taking my medication again.
What's the biggest check you guys have ever received at one time? Like, biggest check ever?
And you know we can't disclose that information.
What?
Brat's like,
Brat's like...
My accountant's like,
People just clocking that information.
Yeah.
But obviously you remember because it's like, wow, you're holding that check in your hand.
Mm-hmm. I did a Coors Light commercial once, and I got paid $45,000 for that Coors Light commercial.
What?
Yeah, man. I paid off the rest of my mom's house with that check.
Nice.
This conversation is definitely out of my tax bracket.
Not to be a story topper, but I just got a check from the insurance company because my house burned down for $3 million.
Oh! Frank is rich!
Ramen for everybody.
So before we go to break, we got to send a big, huge congrats to the Washington Nationals on winning their first ever World Series title last night.
Yeah.
And coming up, looks like Niecy Nash is headed to Splitsville. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Niecy, I want to smash!
Dish Nation.
My attitude and ability to be happy and productive depends on my ability to get a good night's sleep. So if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try a Purple mattress. Now, how is Purple different from other mattresses? Well, the Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was developed by actual rocket scientists. Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you this, like, zero-gravity-like feel, so it works for sleeping in any position. You get a 100-night risk-free trial. Now, if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping, and returns. Right now, my viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts that they're offering site-wide. Just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH, that's DISH, to 84888. That's D-I-S-H to 84888. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, a lot of these days, couples are trying to be friends when they split up, and that seems like the case with Niecy Nash and her husband, Jay Tucker. Now, they were married in 2011, and they just announced their split on Instagram with this joint statement. We believe in the beauty of truth. Always have. Our truth is that in the season of our lives, we are better friends than partners in marriage. Our union was such a gorgeous ride, and as we go our separate ways now, we feel fortunate for the love we share, present tense. Thank you all out there for your support of us. As a couple over the last 8 years, we are grateful.
Oh, that's so sad. And they seem so happy.
Niecy Nash is somebody that we want to see happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's producing, she's acting, and maybe he just couldn't handle it. I don't know.
Well, but he knew that when he got married, too, though, that she was doing all these things. So I don't know. But then maybe Niecy didn't want her friends to feel alone. Sherry Shepherd and all of them, because they all divorced. So she probably just said, well, I'll just divorce mine, too, and we all be together.
So now she's free to roam these streets. Who do we see Niecy Nash hooking up with?
What about Ricky?
No, Ricky is a 3-minute, honey. He needs you around for 3 minutes.
She
needs
a minute
go.
To be by herself and enjoy life. Mm. Sometimes when you're in a relationship, you need to space a little while and just enjoy life and test the water, see what you like out there.
I think maybe she should just become a lesbian and just, you know, be happy.
Why she gotta be a lesbian?
Yeah, because that's the best thing. At least you can get with somebody that's like you, that knows you, and that can feel your pain. Men cannot feel a woman's pain like a woman, another woman can feel her pain.
So would you give her a shot?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm not that type of lesbian.
Okay, if you know the group Immature, you know that their member Romeo, a.k.a. Young Rome, has worn an eye patch for a long time. Well, in an interview with Nick Cannon, Romeo reveals who was behind the accident that made him blind in one eye. Check it out.
It was the rumor that Brandy did that. Was that true, or is that how's that really
work? Yeah, no, that's a true story.
Really?
Yeah. Her and Half Pint had got into it.
Okay.
She got out, kind of like just, she had a book in her hand, just tossed it back. Not thinking anyone was, I was that close. Cut my retina.
Dang.
Yep. Detached it.
Did he sue her? I wonder if he sued her.
I don't think so, because we didn't hear nothing about it. They were friends.
Like, could you ever forgive somebody for injuring you, like, on that level?
Hell no.
Yeah. I remember one time I got hurt on a set of a video shoot. Like, we was, like, horse playing around in one of the shots, and my friend pushed me. Like, there was nothing on this set except a dolly somewhere with a screw sticking out of it.
And you
I fell. The screw went right through my hand, and,
man.
Like, yo, it was a bloody mess.
No.
Couldn't, like, report it on him because, like, they actually was trying to report it as a crime because it was, like, that bad.
Wow.
Damn, head crack.
Yeah.
All right, we got another celebrity Halloween costume. Back in May, Jennifer Garner gave a commencement speech where she explained how she chooses her Halloween costumes, and then she stayed true to her word. Check it out.
When it comes to Halloween costumes, go funny over sexy. Why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox?
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
She could still be a flirty mailbox. She's showing her legs all the way up to her damn ass cheek.
Well, I guess it's better to be funny because Halloween is to be funny for fun.
Well, a lot of people think Halloween is about being scary, though.
Well, yeah, that too. But as opposed to being, you know, because everybody want to be a sexy nurse or everybody want to be a street
It's
walker,
Halloween.
Honey.
You can choose any costume you want. You could be sexy.
Yeah, but Jennifer Garner said it, so that makes it the gospel. I agree with her.
I mean,
sitting here as Miss Tinsley, I feel sexy.
Mm.
You do? Yeah, because I have on this short skirt and you can easily
Please don't.
Yeah. ass, honey. I feel sexy, honey.
Okay, can I ask one question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have on panties or underwear?
No, I have on a panty liner.
Yo, from this angle, I can't tell if you're spayed or neutered.
Right. I'm neutered.
And I'm sitting right here, honey, so please don't ever do that again, darling.
Yeah, because she got a knife, honey. She reminds me of, honey, Miss Bobbitt.
You have nothing there to Bob.
I don't. All right, honey, we got more Halloween fun up next. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome.
Now, as a Falkenstein, I've traveled to the Sierra Mountains of Nevada before, and I've even been known to sip on the Sierra Mist. But this is the first time I've even and ever seen this artist named Sierra and her...
Sierra.
Sierra and her husband, Russell Wilson, quite the talented pair. Now, the two morphed into Jay-Z and Beyonce for Halloween and recreated their A-F-ed video.
Ooh.
Anyways, let's have a twirl and take a look.
We jumping off the stage, ho.
Jumping,
hey, hey. Crowd better save us.
Sierra was very convincing. Russell, not so much.
I was good with just the picture, you know? Russell and the movements of Jay, I don't think so.
He looks scared.
It's a no for me.
Well, maybe Russell thought he would have got shot or something, you think?
Guess you got shot? You why, Miss Falkenstein?
I mean, they're rappers and they're...
So what you saying, Miss Falkenstein?
Right. Show him what that knife do.
I know your name and your address, bitch.
Oh.
Okay, you don't want me to go ape.
My husband can write you a check.
Okay, tell him cut. Tell him cut. That's for $2 million. And run me them pearls.
All right, we're moving on now. This, my friends, is spooky. I'm gonna lose my glasses for this. Now, there's nothing worse than being trolled by ghosts. Now, actor Ed Quinn, star of Tyler Perry's show The Oval, said Mr. Perry was nice enough to set him up in a beautiful home while he was taping a series on the Tyler Perry Studios lot. But there was one big problem. Mm-hmm. The house is haunted by Confederate ghosts. Yes.
What?
So Tyler Perry Studios sits on what used to be a Confederate Army base.
Does.
You know, that's why he got it for so cheap. And Ed's house on the lot used to be an officer's residence. So Ed was warned about the paranormal activity, but he wasn't fazed at first until the walls felt like they were caving in and the house was actually breathing.
No.
They said it got so bad that he had to sleep with the lights on, and his TV daughter, Paige Hurd, had to sage the entire house.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, you gotta get those bad spirits out of there. But have you ever been, like, in an old house or in a situation where you felt like everything in there wasn't right?
They better call Ghostbusters. This sound like a problem way bigger than they.
Bitch.
You know what?
I couldn't tell who screamed the loudest. Was it,
was it
Brett? It was you?
Brett don't scream because if somebody coming, I'm not going to let them know I'm standing
now,
right
I
there.
I thought I heard a gun click coming from your seat.
You probably did in real life, bitch. In real life.
I'm terrified.
Coming up, comedian Bill Murray is looking for a new job. Heidi, Frank, and Chewy will tell you about it after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Happy Halloween.
Heidi.
All right, well, it's never too late to think of starting a new career. And just ask Bill Murray, because he just got hired at P.F. Chang's.
What?
Yes, he could be your server if you're running through P.F. Chang's at the Atlanta airport.
Nice.
I guess he was always there, and whenever he would go there, he made it, you know, everybody look like they were having a great time. He's like, gosh, you guys look like you're having so much fun. I think I might like to work here.
Yo.
So he filled out an application.
But they didn't give him the job. They gave it to Dan Aykroyd, because he probably needs it more.
P.F. Chang's heard about the news and replied on Twitter saying, Bill, you're hired. When can you start?
What?
Yeah. But see, the thing with Bill Murray is he plays pranks on people all the time. Like, he'll full-on walk into your house if you're having a party, walk around, take a sip of something, take a bite of something, and then look at something and go, they'll never believe I did that.
Is there a restaurant you guys would want to work at part-time?
I wouldn't mind working. This isn't a restaurant, but I wouldn't mind working at BevMo.
Hey, the lady's back from the TV show? Yeah, I don't know. She's on aisle 5 drinking all the wine.
I'm doing another wine tasting. We're not doing a wine tasting right now. I might actually.
It's Franzia Fridays.
I might actually put in an application to McDonald's today. Just to mess with kids. I'll be out in the fun house.
Hit him with the creepy laugh. Oh, God.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.